crazy. Crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the world did I do? Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying, crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy, crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew that you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the world did I do? Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying, crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Welcome back to Music 101, Volume 1, Chapter 6 here on Jams Plus Media, jamsplus.com. We just heard Crazy by Willie Nelson. Willie Hugh Nelson, born April 30th, 1933, is an American country singer-songwriter. He wrote his first song at age 7 and joined his first band at age 9 during high school. He toured locally with the Bohemian Fiddlers as their lead singer and played guitar. After graduating from high school in 1950, joined the Air Force, however, was discharged due to back problems. After his return, Nelson attended Baylor University for 2 years, but dropped out because he was succeeding in music. During this time, he worked as a disc jockey on a Texas radio station and recorded the song Lumberjack in 1956, which allowed him to join Ray Price's band as a bassist. During that time, he wrote songs that would become country standards, including Funny How Time Slips Away, Pretty Paper, and Crazy. In 1962, he recorded his first album. Just had a birthday this past month. As I said, he was covering a Patsy Cline tune. Well, that's kind of the way we do things around here at Jams Plus Media. We play Crazy Willie Nelson, a song he wrote for Patsy Cline. Now we're going to hear from Miss Patsy Cline herself. Patsy Cline, born September 8, 1932, died March 5, 1963. Born Virginia Patterson Hensley, was an American country music singer who enjoyed pop music crossover success in the early 1960s. Since her death in 63 at age 30 in a private airplane crash at the height of her career, she has been considered one of the most influential, successful, and acclaimed female vocalists of the 20th century. Cline was best known for her rich tone and emotionally expressive, bold voice, which, along with her role as a mover and shaker in the country music industry, has been cited as an inspiration to many vocalists in various music genres. Her life and career has been a subject of numerous books, movies, documentaries, articles, and stage plays. Her hits included Walking After Midnight, I Fall to Pieces, She Got You, Crazy, and Sweet Dreams. Born in Winchester, Virginia, we're going to hear one of her big hits. This is Patsy Cline, Walking After Midnight, here on Jams Plus Media on jamsplus.com.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, night winds whisper to me, I'm lonesome as I can be. I go out walking after midnight, out in the starlight, somewhere a-walking after midnight, searching for me.
Times. And it makes no difference whether you're young or old. All you got to do is get together and let the good time roll. In town. I got a dollar and a quarter and I'm just ran the clock. But don't let no female play me cheap. I got 50 cents more than I'm gonna keep. So let the good time roll now. I tell y'all I'm gonna let the good time roll now. Well, it don't make no difference if you're young or old. All you got to do is get together and let the good time roll. Yeah, no matter whether, rainy weather, if you want to have a ball, you got to get yourself together. Oh, get yourself under control. Oh, let the good time roll. Thank you.
Sitting around the house all day long, and they are wondering when the loving papa's ever coming home. Wild women never worry. Wild women never, never give the blues. I got a sweet disposition.
Love it here on Music 101, Volume 1, Chapter 6, Wild Woman, Don't Get the Blues. Before that, Dirty Dozen Brass Band, New Orleans-based Dead Dog in the Streets. Jimmy Reed, Big Lights, Big City. We heard Howlin' Wolf, Down in the Bottom. David Maxwell doing some awesome piano work there and Walk the Walk. And Ray Charles, Let the Good Times Roll, starting out with Patsy Cline, Walking After Midnight. Let's talk about Mr. Lovett there for a little bit. Lyle Pierce Lovett, born November 1st, 1957, is an American singer-songwriter and actor, active since 1980. He has recorded 13 albums and released 21 singles to date. Lovett has won 4 Grammy Awards, including Best Male Vocal Performance and Best Country Album. A new studio album, Natural Forces, was released October 20, 2009 by Lost Highway Records. Lovett was born in North Harris County, Texas, attended Texas A&M University, where he studied German and journalism. It is a common misconception that Lyle Lovett and Robert Earl Keane were roommates at Texas A&M. They They were not. However, they lived across from each other on Church Street in College Station and became good friends and wrote the Front Porch Song together, which both went on to record. So Lyle Lovett there with us on Music 101 and Wild Women Don't Get the Blues. Now let's talk about our next artist that we're going to hear here on Music 101. Charles Hardin Holly, Buddy Holly, born September 7th, 1936, and passed away tragically February 3rd, 1959. So far in Music 101 today, students, we've had two artists born September 7th, born September 8th, and both died in a tragic plane crash. Was an American singer, songwriter, and a pioneer of rock and roll. Although his success lasted only a year and a half because of his death in the airplane crash, Holly was born Lubbock, Texas, here in the greater USA, and died in Grant Township, Iowa, due to that plane crash. Tragic loss to music with Buddy Holly and earlier Miss Patsy Cline. And now we're going to hear a song that Buddy Holly did that became quite famous. It's Not Fade Away here on Music 101, Volume 1, Chapter 6, with me, Dale, on jamsplus.com.
Gonna be, are you gonna give your love to me? I wanna love you night and day. You know my love will not fade away. Oh well, you know my love will not fade away. In a Cadillac, I try to show it when you're driving me back. Your love for me got to be real for you to know just how I feel. A love for real, not fade away.
Thank you. lights of the city almost was the death of me. Got to get back to my baby, her love and sympathy. One more mile, I've got one more mile to go. Got to get back to my baby, ooh, that I left a long time ago. The cold, cold snow is falling, the wind began to blow. My shoes all worn out, but I know I got to go. One more mile, I've got one more mile to go. And when I find my little baby, I will never, never let her go.
Taking a trip out to L.A., tooling along in my Chevrolet, toking on a number and digging on the radio. Just as I crossed the Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine, and I knew that left rear tire was about to go. Well, the spare was flat, and I got up tight, cause there wasn't a filling station in sight, so I just limped on down the shoulder on the rim. I went as far as I could, and when I stopped the car, it was right in front of this little bar, kind of a redneck-looking joint called the Dewdrop Inn. Well, I stuffed my hair up under my hat and told the bartender that I had a flat, and would he be kind enough to give me change for a one? Well, there was one thing I was sure proud to see. There wasn't a soul in the place except for him and me, and he just looked disgusted and pointed toward the telephone. I called up a station down the road a ways, and he said he wasn't very busy today, and he could have somebody there in just about 10 minutes or so. He said, "Now you just stay right where you're at," and I didn't bother to tell the darn fool that I sure as hell didn't have any place else to go. I just ordered up a beer and sat down at the bar when some guy walked in and said, "Who owns this car with the peace sign and the mag wheels and four on the floor?" Well, he looked at me and I damn near died, and I decided that I'd just wait outside, so I laid a dollar on the bar and headed for the door. Just when I thought I'd get out of there with my skin, these five big dudes come strolling in with this one old drunk chick and some fellow with green teeth. And I was almost at the door when the biggest one said, "You tip your hat to this lady, son," and when I did, all that hair fell out from underneath. Now, the last thing I wanted was to get in a fight in Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night, especially when there was three of them and only one of me. But they all started laughing, and I felt kind of sick. I knew I'd better think of something pretty quick, so I just reached out and kicked old Green Teeth right in the knee. Now, he let out a yell that'd curl your hair, but before he could move, I grabbed me a chair and said, "Watch him, folks, because he's a thoroughly dangerous man." Well, you may not know it, but this man's a spy. He's an undercover agent for the FBI, and he's been sent down here to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. He was still bent over holding on to his knee, but everybody else was looking and listening to me, and I laid it on thicker and heavier as I went. I said, "Would you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Wallace stickers off the bumpers of cars, and he voted for George McGovern for president?" "Well, he's a friend of them long-haired hippie-type pickle fags. I bet you he's even got a commie flag tacked up on the wall inside of his garage." He's a snake in the grass, I tell you guys. He may look dumb, but that's just a disguise. He's a mastermind in the ways of espionage. They all started looking real suspicious at him, and he jumped up and said, "Now just wait a minute, Jim, you know he's lying. I've been living here all of my life. I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch, and I belong to the Antioch Baptist Church, and I ain't even got a garage. You can call home and ask my wife." Then he started saying something about the way I was dressed, but I didn't wait around to hear the rest. I was too busy moving and hoping I didn't run out of luck. And when I hit the ground, I was making tracks, and they were just taking my car down off the jack. So I threw the man a 20 and jumped in and fired that mother up. Mario Andretti would have sure been proud of the way I was moving when I passed that crowd coming out the door and headed toward me in a trot. And I guess I should have gone ahead and run, but somehow I just couldn't resist the fun of chasing them all just once around the parking lot. Well, they're headed for their car, but I hit the gas and spun around and headed them off at the pass. I was slinging gravel and putting a ton of dust in the air. Well, I had them all out there stepping and fetching like their heads were on fire and their asses was catching, but I figured I'd better go ahead and split before the cops got there. When I hit the road, I was really wheeling, had gravel flying and rubber squealing, and I didn't slow down till I was almost to Arkansas. Well, I think I'm going to reroute my trip. I wonder if anybody'd think I'd flipped if I went to L.A. via Omaha.
Marching on the freedom highway. marching, keep on marching, keep on marching, keep on marching, keep on marching on the freedom highway. Marching on the freedom highway. That's who we are. Marching each and every day. Marching on the freedom highway.
We'll be right back. folks. Let me make my mistakes on my own. I don't need your help. Let's get this thing stuck up here and see what happens. What was that? Well, now if I don't blow it too bad, this is that it's one of them songs, you know. Well, you know, Katie Mae's a good girl. Folks say she don't run around at night. Well, you know, Katie Mae's a good girl. I made a mistake, and she don't run around at night. Yes, and you can bet your last dollar Katie Mae will treat you right. Now some folks say she must be a Cadillac, but I say she got to be a T-model Ford. You know, some folks say she must be a Cadillac. I say she got to be a team model Ford. Yeah, so she got the shape all right, but you can't carry no heavy load. And she walked just like her daddy got Orwells in her backyard. You know, and she walked just like she got Orwells in her backyard. You know, every time she get to working, that woman she never have to work too hard. All right. I said goodbye, goodbye, poor Katie. Here's the last words I'm got to say. Yeah, nah, 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 poor Katie. Last words I'm got to say. Cause if I don't meet you tomorrow, I'm gonna get you early in the next day. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ron Pigpen McKernan, former keyboard players for the Grateful Dead and Katie May. Before that, Foggy Mountain Boys, Foggy Mountain Breakdown, Taj Mahal, and Good Morning Little Schoolgirl. We also heard North Mississippi All-Stars with Freedom Highway, the Charlie Daniels Band, Uneasy Rider, and Willie Gatemouth Brown doing One More Mile, and started out with Buddy Holly. Ron Pigpen McKernan, Grateful Dead, born September 8th, 1945. The same day, September 8th, is Patsy Cline from earlier, so three Septembers, and all tragically died. He was the founding member of the Grateful Dead. His contributions to the band, including vocals, Hammond organ, harmonica, percussions, and occasionally guitar. In 1994, Pigpen was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, along with other members of the Grateful Dead. He was born in San Bruno, California, the son of an R&B and blues disc jockey. He grew up with many African-American friends and felt very strongly connected to black music and culture. McKernan taught himself blues piano and developed a biker image. In the early teens, McKernan left Palo Alto High School. He also began using alcohol in his adolescence. Joplin joined McKernan on stage at the Fillmore West, June 1969, with the Grateful Dead to sing the signature Turn On Your Love Light, Bobby Blue Band song. Despite her dislike of the band's jamming style, the two reprised this duet July 16, 1970 at the Ballroom in San Rafael, California. After August 1971, hospitalization, doctors requested that he stop touring indefinitely. Ever restless, the ailing McKernan rejoined the band in 71 to supplement Godchild on harmonica, percussion, and organ. Unfortunately, after the Europe 72 tour, his health disintegrated. To this point, he could no longer continue on the road. He made his final concert appearance June 17, 1972 at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles, California. On March 8, 1973, he was found dead from a gastrointestinal hemorrhaging. His grave marked is inscribed Ronald C. McKernan, 1945-1973. Pigpen was and now forever one of the Grateful Dead. And now we're going to end Music 101 with Wilson Pickett, born March 18, 1941, passed away January 19, 2006, was an American R&B, rock and roll, and soul singer and songwriter. A major figure in the development of American soul music, Pickett recorded over 500 songs, which made the U.S. R&B charts and frequently crossed over to the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. Among the best-known hits are In the Midnight Hour, Land of a Thousand Dances, Mustang Sally, and Funky Broadway. The impact that Pickett's songwriting and recording led to his 1991 induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Pickett was born in Prattville, Alabama, right here outside of Mobile, and grew up singing in a Baptist church choir. Passed away in January 19th, 06, at the age of 64 in Virginia, Wilson Pickett. And we're going to end with Wilson Pickett and end Music 101, Volume 1, Chapter 6 here on JamsPlus.com. It's the outskirts of town. Y'all have a safe one. We will see you next week. Study up and have a good one. Good night.
A country girl. You used to take your daddy's fine car and drive me around. And we used to make love on the outskirts of town. Well, again, all my old friends say you were no good. They didn't even like you in your own neighborhood. They said when I wasn't around, you wouldn't put me down. So I got me a little home on the outskirts of town. Oh, baby. You lift me up and you set me down. that you're gone off and made me a clown. Now I'm stuck out here all by myself on the outskirts of town. On the outskirts of town. Well, nobody loved me. Way out here on the outskirts of town. Let me say that again. No one loved me. No one to call my own. But y'all know what? I got me a little home, I need you. I see your face one more time. It's a wheel on the outskirts of town. Outskirts of town. Yeah.
You've been listening to Music 101, a production of Jams Plus Media on jamsplus.com.
Jams Plus Media is brought to you by the greatest sponsors in the world. Parrish Walker at OracleOfMobile.com. If you are looking to move to the Gulf Coast or upgrade your current location, Parrish Walker is the realtor for you. Check her out at Parrish Walker at OracleOfMobile.com. Wimpy's Floor Center at Wimpy'sFloorCenter.com. Paul and his boys have been in the flooring business for over 30 years and can answer all of your flooring questions. So visit them at Wimpy'sFloorCenter.com. Callahan's Irish Social Club is an amazing Irish pub tucked away in the heart of Midtown Mobile, Alabama. Not only do they have a great beer selection and live music, they were also voted by USA Today as the best burger in Alabama. See them on their website at CallahansIrishSocialClub.com. Grasshopper Flats is a store for the inner hippie in all of us. They carry clothes, posters, incense, and all of your tobacco piping needs. Give them a call at 251-653-9066 and visit Grasshopper Flats. Brickyard Music Club is a great new music venue downtown Mobile on Dauphin Street, but Noel Broughton and his team have been bringing great music to Mobile for over 15 years. Visit them on Facebook, the Brickyard Music Club. The Undertow Bar and Grill is an awesome music and food location on the glorious Gulf of Mexico in Orange Beach, Alabama. Great food and live music on the beach makes this a must-stop when visiting Orange Beach, Alabama. Become a fan on Facebook, the Undertow Bar and Grill. The Soul Kitchen Music Hall is a well-known music hall throughout the U.S. Brad and Danny have been bringing great live music to Mobile, Alabama for years and voted the best music hall by the Lanyap. So visit them at their website, soulkitchenmobile.com. Jams Plus Media wants to thank all of their amazing sponsors for their continuing support. And if you would like to be a sponsor of the Jams Plus Media team, please contact Clayton Roberts at clayton@jamsplus.com.
You have been listening to a production of Jams Plus Media in conjunction with Just Live Music, copyright 2011.